You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live. Next, featuring intimate and in-depth interviews with Black Hollywood's next edition of stars and influencers. Black Hollywood Live. Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live, next.
Hello, hello, hello. Hi, guys. Happy Friday. Welcome to Black Hollywood Live. Next, I'm your host, also the producer of Dish Nation, Jessica King. And I'm joined by my lovely co-host, comedian extraordinaire, Nick Perdue.
What's up?
And the beautiful Megan Thomas.
Who, me?
Yeah, you. And we have an extra special guest today. The star of tonight is the big night for him.
Oh, yes.
Big premiere for The Watsons Go to Birmingham. Check it out on the Hallmark Channel, 8 p.m. Harrison Knight. Woo! How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Good. Thank you for joining us today. I know
Thank
it's a big day
me.
For you. You were able to like, squeeze us in.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Of course.
All right. Well, this is going to be a really fun interview. We're going to start from the beginning.
Okay.
From your roots. You ready for this?
Let's do it.
All right. So you're originally from Orangeburg, South Carolina.
Correct.
It's like the cuts, right?
Yeah. It's out there. Yes.
How has growing up in the South helped you shape who you are today?
It's just made me more humble. You know, I live out in a small town that not many people have heard of. So it just really made me who I am today.
Nice.
That's good. That's good. And so, you know, we know that you're a triple threat with dancing, acting, and singing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you really started in the church.
Mm-hmm. That's where
right?
it all began.
So how did that really kind of help mold your career starting off with that you know, religious type background?
Well, I always did the school, church and school plays. I did the plays. I did the musicals. Mm-hmm. I would always sing on the choir. So I was always involved with church activities.
Yeah. That's good.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Doing the church plays.
Right,
I know
right,
about
right.
those all too well. So you're really great at dancing. You've done all types of different dances from ballet to tap. What's your favorite and why?
Wow. My favorite? I would say tap because it really allows me to be myself when I'm dancing and just to be free. I just love to let my feet go on the floor, you know what I'm saying? So,
who are some of your tap icons?
Oh, man. Gregory Hines, Bill Bojangles Robinson, Savion Glover.
Yes.
Yeah, those are some of them, but I have a lot more.
Okay. Do you get to do it a lot now with acting and everything? You still get to bust out the tap shoes every so often?
I get opportunities every now and then. I like to take classes, so nice. Whenever I get the chance to.
Do you ever, like, when you're home and you're not even tapping, you just, like, are tapping across to your kitchen?
Oh, yeah. That happens every now and then, yeah.
Hey, you give a little soft toe real quick.
Throw some sand on the floor real quick.
Right.
So when you were younger, you also liked to entertain your family. You would memorize lines and reenact all your favorite movie scenes and mm-hmm. things like that. Was acting something that you always wanted to pursue?
Well, actually, I played a lot of sports when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of just came along just out of nowhere. I was in the first or second grade, and the artist in residence at my school told me that I had a gift. And so I was like, cool, let's go with it. And I fell in love with it.
And so were your parents pretty supportive of you doing it throughout the rest of your childhood and wanting to pursue it as you
Very
got older?
Very much so. Very much so.
That's awesome. As a young boy growing up, and you did a lot of theater as well, did you ever get made fun of at school by your friends or your peers? Or
no, not really. They actually supported me a lot. They would come out to my shows and watch me every chance they got.
That's awesome.
It's good.
Pretty cool.
It's good. You had good friends around you, right?
Thank goodness.
Yeah, so, all right, we know that, you know, you're talented, you're an actor, you're classically trained in ballet, right, and you're a black belt in Taekwondo.
Junior black belt,
yes, so right. That's why the kids didn't pick on them. Cause they knew.
What's the difference of junior and full black belt?
Well, the full black belt, you have to go through a longer program
okay.
in order to get it. My belt is actually half red, half black, and it has my name stitched on it, so it's pretty cool.
Oh, nice.
It's not the full legit black belt.
Okay,
got add some flair.
You know, a little Gucci color. Logo on there. You'd be all right. You know, you'd be all right. And so you played the violin since the age of 8, right? And then you played drums at the age of 14.
Right.
Right? And then so, like, basically, like, And you were successful in track and field. What events did you do in track?
Well, my best event was the triple jump, but okay. I was also an alternate for the 4x1 and the 100.
Okay, excuse me.
I know.
Springs over here. Okay. So, you know, you had all these different avenues. So, like, why acting? Like, why was, you know, like your main focus? Let me go ahead and do this acting thing.
Well, acting just, again, it allowed me to be myself and allowed me to be other people as well. Mm. You know, everyone always wants that escape. Everyone has that outlet that they need to just escape and just be free. Yeah. So as an actor, I get to be whoever I want to be on the occasion.
Okay. But did you ever consider, like, doing anything else? Like, did you ever consider, like, you know what, maybe let me go ahead and, like, do this drum thing, join a band, you know, and, like, really?
I always just like to dabble in everything. So I was like a jack of all trades. And so, yeah, I just liked it. I had so many friends because I was always going to different outlets in school.
Yeah. Yeah.
Outside of school.
Okay. Okay. And so, like, what would you call your true passion, though?
My true passion. Wow.
All the skills.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's a hard one. Because I just love performing in general. Mm-hmm. I just love being on stage in front of the camera, regardless. I just love it. I'm a performer.
You're a
performer. Hey, well, there you go. Now, we've seen you for years, all the way back to the Disney Channel, the Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, which I used to watch, by the way, when I was in college.
I know, right?
My college watches. And so, what was it like working with Dylan and Cole Sprouse?
It was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. It's funny because they're actually the opposites from their characters on the show.
Really?
Yeah. Cole's the really active one, and Dylan's a kind of not nerdy, but he's a more reserved one.
Okay. Do you still talk to them?
That's what I was gonna ask.
No, I don't. Unfortunately, I have no idea what's up with them.
Aww. Hit him up on Twitter. Hey, y'all.
No, for real. What's good?
So, as we mentioned in the beginning, you are starring in The Watsons Go to Birmingham, which premieres tonight. Very excited.
8 p.m.
8 p.m.
Hallmark Channel. 8 p.m.
Hallmark
Eastern,
Channel.
Right.
Is it Eastern? 8 p.m. Eastern?
Eastern.
Just want to make sure. Okay.
Eastern time.
There we go. For our fans.
Check it out, everyone. Yes. Hallmark Channel, 8 p.m. Are you nervous at all?
A little bit. I am. I gotta be honest. I'm a little nervous, but I'm excited. Okay. Nonetheless, yeah.
How are you planning to spend the night? Are you going to watch it with friends, with family? Like,
friends and family. You know, nothing too big. Just check it out at home, you know, invite a few friends over.
No worry, we'll be over there.
Okay.
We'll bring popcorn.
Is that the formal invite? I mean...
Hey, just letting y'all know.
They can actually cook, too, so just in case.
Okay, you y'all know, can put
if,
down?
If you need something.
Hey. Well, I usually just buy it and then say they cooked it. So, but I have a really great grocery store by me. So in this film, you play Byron Watson, who's quite the troublemaker.
Yes.
And because of your behavior, your family decides to go to Birmingham, Alabama, where your grandmother is, and you realize things are just a little different than they were in Michigan. This is a pretty emotional film, dating back to the days of segregation. Mm-hmm. What were your thoughts when you first read that script?
Well, I knew I immediately wanted to be a part of it, just because of the historical background. And when I saw the cast and the amazing production team, I was just floored. And I was just like, well, let's go ahead with it. Let's do it.
Well, so this is
it was really exciting.
I'm excited. Now, so this is a really big role for you. What are some of the things that you had to do to get ready for this?
Well, I didn't do too much research, but what I did do is I looked up like a bunch of the lingo used in 1963. And I also just reminisced and thought about all the bullies and bad kids back in school. And I implemented their demeanors and characteristics in the Byron.
Okay. Now, you had to audition, of course. What was that process like? Walk us through that.
I had 3 auditions, 2 callbacks in total.
Okay.
And it was kind of nerve-wracking, especially being in front of Tanya Lewis Lee, Spike Lee's wife, and mm-hmm. Nikki Silver, who's produced so many things. And it was kind of nerve-wracking, but I got through it, and luckily I got the part.
And when you found out you got the part, what'd you do?
I was so excited. I was jumping around. I was like, mama, we got it. We got it. We're here.
Right.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
Yeah. Did you get a chance to talk to anyone who had lived during that time or had experienced the segregation or anything like that?
Yeah, my grandparents actually been through some situations where they've been discriminated against. So I got to talk about that, talk to them about that and got some insight.
Great.
Gotcha. Now, I mean, it just kind of, like, walk us through that a little bit. You know, it's kind of like what it was like on set, you know, because I know, like, in a lot of period pieces, you know, like, some actors like to stay in character and they like to, you know, really, you know, so, like, was this film, was it like that? You know, like, did some of the actors, like, kind of stay in character, kind of keep the, you know, keep
yeah,
the flow?
Yeah, I mean, it was different for each character and each actor. I feel like some did the route chose that route, like you said. Mm. But others just kind of just went in and out, did their own little thing. But it was really interesting to be working with all the different actors and actresses.
Yeah.
What are some of the challenges? What is the most challenging thing about, obviously specifically this movie, but portraying a role that you didn't live through that time?
You know, it was definitely harder to grasp some of the concepts because I knew I'd read about and just learned about everything in school, or at least as much as they told me. Mm-hmm. And I also had to do some stuff on my own, just some searching up to see what was going on back in that time. But it was kind of hard, you know. Some of the situations hit kind of close to home because, like I said, my grandparents had been through some things, and my mom as well. My mom, actually, she had to sit in the colored section in the movie theater when she went to see the Beatles. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so I just kind of used that to fuel my my emotions.
What were some of the things that you took away from this film? I know every role is obviously a learning experience in its own way. What were some of the things that you learned after this experience?
I'm definitely more appreciative for life and the opportunities I've been given. You know, a lot of people wouldn't even be able to be in the situation that I am in right now. So I'm grateful for that. And just to know that all those people went through what they did to get to where they are now, and to let us be where we are now, it's a really humbling experience.
And tell me about your character, Byron Watson. Tell us about him and how, I guess, you know, some of the changes that he has to go through without giving away the plot. What are some of the things, you know, characteristically that he had to go through and developed him so at the end of the movie he's a great guy?
You know, throughout the film, he's having beef with Kenny, his little brother. And I feel like he's really reluctant to be his brother because he knows he's such a good student. He looks up to him in a way, even though he's younger. But at the same time, he's just like, man, I really wish I could be as smart as him or do as well as him in school. And so there comes an event in the story where he just he realizes that it's bigger than him. It's bigger than the feud that he's having with his brother. And so that kind of changes him a little bit, and he sees things a little differently.
Oh, I'm excited. This is going to be a good movie. So, yeah, make sure you hit that up. Hallmark Channel, 8 p.m. Eastern. So you are, in addition to acting, you sing, you rap, you do all the above. And you were in the movie We the Party.
Yeah.
With Snoop Dogg and the New Boys.
Yep.
How was that being on set with them?
It was so much fun. You know, it was like because some of them I knew beforehand, the film. And so it was like a big family reunion, just like with the camera.
Was there any moment that you're like, yo, this Snoop Dogg?
Oh, yeah, of course. It's Snoop, so like, how could you not be excited when you see him?
Did you ever want to be like, let's get in a rap session real quick?
I wish. But he was in his own little zone, so I was like, you know what, I'm going to let him stay over there.
Right.
It was a little smoky over there, huh?
No comment.
Well, you've been into hip-hop, so you probably grew up listening to him and stuff. Did you get, like, starstruck at all?
I wasn't as starstruck as I thought I would be, because once I saw him on the cast list, I was like, oh, okay, Snoop's going to be here. And then I saw him, I was like, oh, that's Snoop.
Right. Calvin. That's Calvin.
So tell us about the character that you play in We the Party, especially because all of your other roles have been a straight character, but this one has not been a straight character. So what was that like?
Well, like you said, I played the gay teen. It was really interesting because when I auditioned for the role, not many people were straight. I think I was the only straight guy in there. So I think that was the huge difference in the audition process. Mario actually said that I wasn't as extra out as everyone else was in the audition. So it was kind of funny.
But did you have a hard time? Because, you know, there's only a few actors, I will say, that can actually pull off being gay, even though they're straight. Mm. And the list is very short, and you're on that list.
Right.
So what are some of the things that you have to do? Did you have to prepare differently for this role than other roles? Or was it still the same thought process that you go through?
I definitely had to prepare differently. I knew a bunch of gay people back growing up, and so I just kind of implemented those characteristics into Calvin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, well, go ahead, man. We the party.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's a great role.
Yeah. It was definitely interesting.
How is that working on that movie different than, you know, working on the Watsons?
Well, of course, there's a more serious tone to this film. So there wasn't as much tension on the set of the We the Party, and there was just a lot more active vibes, I guess. It was just it was really different. It was really different.
That movie obviously has a lot of party scenes.
Right.
Do you guys get to really party, or is it like, all right, everyone, yeah, empty cup?
Yeah. Pass the water. Pass the water.
We did every now and then. Whenever we had some free time to film, off from filming. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you know, partying.
You don't have to tell us everything. We know your mom is telling us. So that's all right. We got you.
Okay.
We got you.
We here.
Didn't hang out with Snoop too much, right?
Yeah,
get this contact. So you've had quite a few roles on different shows, like the Grey's Anatomy and the CSI and stuff like that. And so, this movie that you're doing on the Hallmark Channel, this is pretty much like your big break. Right, so like, was it everything that you expected, or you know, like, do you feel like it's your big break, or do you feel like there's still more that you have to do after this movie comes out?
I definitely feel like I always feel like I have more to do. Mm-hmm. I'm never settled with my work. I always feel like when I'm watching it afterwards, I'm always like, okay, I could have done this better, or I could have did this scene, I don't know, way differently. But yeah, I definitely feel like I have a long way to go.
Okay, that's good. It's good. Always searching for more, you know?
Are you hard on yourself? Do you critique yourself a lot?
Very, very. I'm a perfectionist to a certain extent. Yeah, I'm hard on myself.
Yeah. Got to get out of your head.
Yeah. As I say, yeah.
So now with, you know, because you've done comedy TV, you've done dramatic TV, you've done commercials and stuff like that. So like, what do you prefer? Like, you know, like, what's your go-to?
Well, it's always fun being on comedy shows or films. It's always good to have that lighthearted energy on set. And it's, but I like dramas, so dramedies, I guess.
There you go.
Yeah. There you go. Mix them.
So we talked a little bit about your extraordinary talents, and the list grows even longer. You've even done musicals. You've starred in productions like The Urban Nutcracker and The Leopard Tale. Do you think you would ever return to that genre now that you've had a taste of everything else?
Of course. You know, I started off in theater, and it's one of my loves, so I would definitely go back. Given the opportunity.
Okay, look at you. I want to dance in the Nutcracker. I need help.
Okay.
I can't really dance though, unless it's like this.
Okay.
It's the Urban Nutcracker.
Yeah. How do you fit everything into your schedule? It seems like you do so much.
Got to make time, you know, with anything.
Okay. Don't sleep.
Right. Yeah. Right. Well, you're a young actor. Who are some of the people that you look up to? Because I know you've worked with Wood Harris, David Alan Grier, Nika Noni Rose, everybody, and their mama. Who do you look up to?
Denzel Washington, Leonardo DiCaprio. Like a wide array of people. Those are just actors. Daniel Day-Lewis.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did any of these people, David Alan Grier, Anika Noni Rose, Wood Harris, anybody on set that you've ever worked with, did they give you any tidbits of advice?
Just to stay humble, keep working, stay persistent, and just keep at it. Mm-hmm. Work hard.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What are some of your personal methods? Like, how do you continue to challenge yourself as an actor and to make sure that you're always learning and perfecting your craft?
Well, besides classes, I'm constantly watching movies and films, just studying, and like I watch them really differently from my friends. Like, they'll just watch the movie and they'll be like, oh, that was dope, but then afterwards I'll be like, I'll break down scenes like actually while I'm actually watching the film, and I'll try to act it out like when I get home or when I have some free time, and just see if I can do it better than the actor did. But, yeah.
So for some of the actors that you just named, like Denzel and Leo, do you study them when you're watching their films?
Oh, yeah, vigorously.
That's cool.
Yeah. Now, because this is something that I do. Like, I'll watch a DVD, but then I'll watch it again. I'll watch it with the commentary. Do you do the same thing?
I do the same thing.
Yeah, because there's like little tidbits that are just in the commentary that like you get as an actor or as a writer or whatever that you won't normally get.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah.
Because that's something I don't know. It's interesting.
Right.
That's cool. Yeah.
And that's
my story.
That's a little 2 cents worth, right? Right. Out of all the roles that you've played, right, which one would you say had to be one of your favorites? Like, oh my God, I fall in love with this guy.
Byron.
Yeah?
Byron Watson, definitely. He's my favorite role because I get, without saying too much, I get to do more than I normally would. So Byron Watson is definitely my favorite role.
How much of Harrison will we see in Byron tonight?
You'll see a little bit. tad bit. You know, I'm far from Byron. I grew up a good kid. I was raised in a Christian household, so kind of different from Byron.
What are you? Are you AME? Are you AME?
Baptist? United Methodist.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Methodist. All right. You know, I had to ask. You're from the South, so there's
right.
so many.
There's a lot of Baptists. Don't
so
get me wrong.
Yeah. Denominations in the South. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all the same, you know.
Right, but I'm saying, but in the South, that's like, what
no,
church
right.
do you go to? The Baptist church? You go to the Missionary Baptist? Like,
yeah, that's true.
Okay.
But now, in recent interviews, you know, you said that you wanted to play Sammy Davis Jr. in a biopic. Like, why are you so kind of like, you know, captivated with his life? And like, why do you want to play him?
Well, he was just such an all-around entertainer. He's such an amazing all-around entertainer. I love tap, and he was one of the greatest tappers ever.
Yeah.
So I just would love to do that. I would love to play Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah, so you can get his mannerisms down and everything?
Oh, yeah. I could do a little something.
You know. Okay, go ahead, right now. Audition.
Little Sammy Davis Jr. You know, I haven't really practiced it for him.
No, that's good. You're on a roll. You're almost there. I love it.
Booking in Vegas.
I'll be ready.
Well, so you have an album coming out.
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
EP/mixtape.
Okay, what's on this mixtape? Are you rapping, singing?
Yeah, both.
Okay.
A little mixed genre.
I'm excited. What genre of music would you consider yourself to be? Are you more like pop? Are you more like hardcore?
Hip-hop,
okay.
Hip-hop with a mix of R&B.
Now, are you better singer or rapper? You can only pick one.
I've been told I'm better.
Tough question.
On the island. You can only pick one on this island to do for the rest of your life, singing or rapping.
Wow.
Or on a scale from one to Drake, where do you fall?
Wow. No, first off, not to hate on Drake, but Drake can't sing.
Oh, so, we're like, yeah.
I'm just saying. I'm just being honest.
He's a great rapper.
Right.
I love his new song.
But he's not.
Oh, no, don't get me wrong. I love Drake's music. I love his music.
Right.
But I've seen him live. And
yeah.
We'll tell Jimmy.
That's all you need to say.
Singer, rapper.
Ah.
I tried to avoid it.
I was playing ring around. Let me see. I guess rapper.
Okay.
I guess rapper.
So whom are some of your musical influences?
Jay-Z, Nas, Michael Jackson, of course. Prince.
Oh, Prince. You got old soul there.
Yeah. I grew up listening to a lot of hip-hop, R&B,
right.
A mixture of things, so.
Right. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it seems like everyone wants to be a rapper nowadays, and there's a lot of people who are crossovers, like athletes and actors.
Right.
And, you know, they're just getting into rap just to be like, I'm a rapper. You know what I mean? So how does your music separate you from these people, considering you do other things besides just rapping?
Well, I tell the truth in my music. A lot of people, they like to, you know, fabricate stories and exaggerate a little bit, but I'm pretty much straightforward, you know, with my music. I talk about my life experiences and family, friends, whatever's going on with me at that moment. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
There you go. Yeah. As long as it's not Versace, then you know you're right. I'm sorry. I'm shooting today.
So since you're such a lyricist, how do you feel about Kendrick Lamar's verse on Control?
Kendrick, that's another one of my influences.
Okay. Oh, I love him. Yeah.
He's a beast.
Yes.
He's definitely a beast. I think he deserved to say what he said. You know, he really brought out the competition in hip-hop. He brought it back because I feel like a lot of the rappers were getting kind of comfortable. And,
yeah.
He really needed to bring that competition back. So,
what do you feel like that means to you as a rapper, though? Because he's basically calling out rappers and saying how they're just, you know, they're not really doing much. They're not. They're basically just A-B rhyme scheme all the way through. So, how does that affect you as a rapper? Are you like, nah, I'm already, you know, doing my thing? Or did that make you go, man, I need to step my game up?
Oh, of course. Anytime a rapper calls any rapper out, I feel like I need to step my game up. So, yeah, Kendrick really raised the bar with that.
All right. We're going to get you on a track with Kendrick.
Hey, I'll be with it.
Yeah, go toe-to-toe.
I'm down.
No A-B rhyme schemes here, right?
No Versace over here.
You and your Versace.
It's because it's a good bad song. That's what it is.
You don't want to, but you just have to.
I love it.
Catch y'all Kmart singing it. Like, what the, you know.
So what do you think are, switching gears, what do you think are some of the biggest differences now that you're in California between South Carolina and California?
Well, definitely there are more opportunities, obviously, because this is the land of promise and opportunity. I love the weather. You can't beat the weather.
Oh my gosh, you can't.
It's unbeatable.
Sunny, sunny, sunny. Can't beat it. Do you feel that you've kind of outgrown Santa Clara, sorry. South Carolina. I went to school in Santa Clara. Sorry. South Carolina in terms of your career?
Yeah, I guess so, because there aren't really many opportunities, but I love going back home, obviously. You know, it's good to see the folks.
Mm-hmm. How often do you get to go home?
Like twice a year.
What do you do when you go home? Because I know, I'm country, I'm from Kentucky, so I know.
Okay.
When you leave the city and you go home, what do you do when you get home?
I just go straight to my grandparents' house, you know, just kick it with them, talk, chat for a while, just catch up.
Do you eat all the food that you're not supposed to eat?
Oh, yeah, of course. You got to. Yeah.
I do that here. I don't even have to go home. Are you out here all by yourself, or do you have some family members here, too?
I'm out here with my mom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's been me and her since the beginning, so.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's how it's going to be. Well,
number one fan right there in your corner.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Do you consider yourself a mama's boy?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Really?
I'm a mama's boy.
So, do you have anyone special in your life?
I'm single right now.
So then if somebody comes around, is she going to have to compete with your mom?
Nah, never that.
I don't know if mom's going to be ready for that.
Never that. Nah, she's my number one. Yeah.
Okay.
Aww.
See, that's what he says now.
Yeah. Here we go.
You got, yeah, good looking chick, you know. I understand it because I did the same thing with my mom. So it's like, you got to, you know, as long as she's good, you'll be
right. Right. Most of the
ladies. Harrison_Knight. Just
there. Adam.
Give us your best smile.
Appreciate that, you know what I'm saying? Just a given.
There you go. So best. What do you look for in a lady?
She has to be intelligent. She has to be well-dressed. She has to be kind. She has to have a nice personality. Well-dressed.
I know. I know. She doesn't dress good, but she has everything else.
Yeah.
You'd be like, no, your clothes are not nice.
I mean, nah. Clothes aren't really a big thing to me. I don't know why I said that. Personality.
It's okay.
Personality. She has to be smart so we can have some intelligent conversations. And
Okay, but now, since you know, you're an actor and you're doing stuff, right? You know, you're on TV and such. Who would you date in the business? You know, what actress or what singer are you looking at? You know what? Because you could like, now you could probably hit them on Twitter and be like, yo, let's get some coffee or something. You know, but let's kick it.
On the DM. True. Like,
yeah. You could just be like, yo, you know, it's movie tonight. Hallmark, 8 o'clock. Check it out. You know.
Man, I never really thought about that. One, if I could choose one.
Everyone has a crush. Everyone, you know, like Nick Cannon got Mariah. That was crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Someone's like,
better put it out.
Everyone has their, you know.
Put it in the universe.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Take some time to think about it. We'll come back to that question if you need to.
Let's come back. Yeah. I need some time to think about it.
Take some time to think about it.
But we're not going to forget about it.
Yeah, okay. We're definitely
I'm not ringing around the rosy with that. Yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, Jessica has some pull, so she can probably make some happen.
Yeah. Okay.
Jessica and Megan, these two ladies here, you know.
I'll find you somebody.
Yeah,
Match.com if we have to.
You know, originally, I would say.
We're great wing women, so.
Okay. You know, originally, I would say Megan Good, but she's married now, so.
And she was in the church now, too.
Right.
She is married. Yes.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we ain't gonna head down that path.
Yeah.
Right. So now you gotta choose someone else.
Maybe.
There's gotta be that one girl that every time you watch.
We could definitely come back to. So, okay. What are some things that you want to accomplish? Because you're 22 now, right? So you have a lot of life ahead of you. So like, what are some things that are on your bucket list that you want to accomplish that either personally and, you know, business related?
Well, I like to, outside of the acting and entertaining, I'd also like to do some philanthropy. So I like to give back, you know. I feel like there's so many people out there who have the money and the components to do better for the world, but they just don't do it, you know. They're spiritually broken. So I feel like I could make up for that and do some good in the world.
What are some philanthropic things you like to do? What are some causes that are near and dear to you?
That you're passionate about, yeah.
Well, I like to help with the LA mission.
Okay.
Yeah, so I like to help the Skid Row kids and everything and their families. I'd also like to help, I'm green. I'm a green guy, so I like to help with recycling and all that stuff. And yeah.
Nice. Do you drive a Prius?
I don't drive a Prius. I drive a Honda.
Oh, okay, well, I got a Honda too.
Me too.
Hybrid.
Okay.
Hybrid.
No, it's not a hybrid.
Oh, see.
Yeah. Hey, I'm just calling out.
But it's got e-com mode. It's got e-com mode.
There you go.
It's still green.
It's close enough. It's close enough.
Right? Well, you mentioned that you think like a lot of people have money that don't, you know, donate to those types of things. Why do you think it's important personally to give?
Well, I mean, you just have to show people that once you're up and out there, that you can do it too. You know, you have that opportunity as well, and that if you don't give back, then you're not really helping the community out, and you're not helping the world out. When you help the world out, you know, you're helping everyone to grow and evolve as people. So in order to move forward, you got to help out.
Wow. Now, so what do you think has been the most difficult thing for you to master, you know, skill-wise in your career thus far?
Skill-wise? Probably dancing. I mean, dancing has always come naturally to me, but it gets really taxing on the body, obviously, and it's just, it's difficult at times.
Do you have, like, a signature dance move, like...
like that. What do you call that thing? That looked like a little MJ, like Thriller, like
Chris Brown seizure. Wait a minute, what's going on?
I gotta see that again. Do that again. What is it?
It's a one shot thing.
One shot party. Okay.
Hopefully they caught that. I pray that we caught that.
Hopefully the camera didn't pan to me fast enough.
I have a few moves up my sleeve that I can't. They're not really named, so I can't really name them, but
they're not twerk. They're not twerkish, are they?
No, perfect. No, never
as long
that.
As it's not that.
Yeah,
we're good.
Very far from that.
Miley Cyrus is single. Just throwing that out there now.
Yeah. Movie trucks in front of her house.
I bet
today.
She is
throwing that out there. She's single now.
So. Liam's out.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm just saying.
Right.
she has money too, so she would be a good.
I wouldn't doubt that.
So now, do you ever see yourself doing some work behind the camera, like writing, producing, directing, something?
Definitely,
like that?
Definitely. I've always had some film ideas that I'd love to come to fruition. So hopefully, if I got an opportunity to create a production company, that'd be cool. Mm.
What kind of movies do you think you do more of, like dramedies? Or...
I would do dramedies, sci-fi. You know, I really like watching everything, so I would love to do whatever. I could think of.
What's your favorite TV show?
Favorite TV show? I don't watch a lot of TV, to be honest. Okay. Not TV shows. When I watch TV, I watch like the movie channels, like HBO. Okay. You know.
So, what's your
like
favorite
that.
Film?
My favorite film right now, it's Fruitvale Station.
I still haven't seen it.
It's powerful.
Girl. Yeah.
You missing out. I need to. I'm so
jerker.
Bad at going to the movies. Yes.
So. Which female actress? Like I said, Miley Cyrus is a singer right now. So.
Shoot, I'm trying to get Halle Berry.
Wrecking Ball.
Halle Berry's, well, she got.
Yeah, she is.
She want to raise
somebody.
Baby in her stomach, then no.
and her husband or fiance is pretty aggressive. So.
Right, he'll punch you.
Yikes.
I don't know. Junior black belt and a boxer. That might be
he can handle himself. Right. You know.
I can handle my own.
He's no David Justice over here. He can handle himself. Yeah. Again, right. I know this is terrible. I'm shooting.
Yeah, don't do it. All right. Do you need us to put a list of women out?
Sure. Let's list them out.
Some help.
Let's go with... They're all older than you. Would you date an older woman? Like,
of course.
Older, like, no,
what's
like
your type,
old?
Usually?
I think you would do good with the older woman, though.
Yeah, definitely. You know. I like mature women. Can learn some things, you know.
Cougar?
A cougar.
we don't want him to get too old, but maybe like a,
oh, Naya Rivera.
But I mean, she's
beautiful, but that's Big John.
Yeah, no, but they're not married, so she's still free.
I like Big John. I like Big John. He's dope. I wouldn't never do that.
Selena Gomez.
Not my type.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift.
That's even further from my type.
Kerry Washington.
She's married.
Carrie's
now.
Beautiful. She's married.
She's
is
married.
She?
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. It was a secret wedding.
Yeah, she got. What's her Rosario Dawson?
She's beautiful.
Yeah,
she's beautiful.
You know, I mean, and she's because she's older, and she's, you know, experienced. You know, in her craft of acting. That's what I was. You guys.
So she is. I agree with you. She is experienced.
Right? You know what I mean? And so, like, you can learn some things. And like, I don't know. I think I'll be a good
way to clean that up.
A good match. You know,
that would be great. Hey, I wouldn't turn it down.
You can reach out, or even Nika Noni Rose, even though she played your mother on the stand.
Hey.
But she's.
Hey.
I'm just saying, right? I'm just
all right, we're gonna let you off the hook for this one.
Nick's over here reaching.
No, I'm just, she's a good looking woman. There's nothing wrong with that.
She is.
They're acting, guys. This is the business. That's what they, you know.
Well, before we wrap up, we know you have your big night ahead of you, but we like to give you a little opportunity for some bragging rights. What do you have coming up next? Is there anything that you could let us in on? Tell us what you're working on, what's in your near future, where we could expect to see you again?
I have a few projects in development, but I can't say much about them yet.
Uh-oh.
It was so exclusive.
Are they like movie or like
films?
Mostly films,
films, okay. Yeah. So one project, the working title right now is called In the Dark.
Mm.
Wow. I'm looking forward to that. And the rest I can't say much on.
Aww.
So, and I told you, I have an EP mixtape coming out.
Right.
So,
do you know the date of that yet?
It's, no, not yet.
Okay.
Still working. I don't even have the title yet, so.
Well, if you need a rapper.
Okay, that sounded like a DJ.
Right,
like, okay, that was like a DJ.
You know what? Don't judge me. Don't judge me.
Say a rapper and a dancer. Hey. No, just kidding. Yeah,
yeah. It would be a great video, right? Just do one video for the entire album, and you know, have put those.
It would be good.
Video. Yeah,
to turn up.
All right, Harrison. Well, thank you for joining us today. It was fun.
Thank you for having
Tell
me.
Tell us where we could find you on everything.
You can follow me on Twitter at Harrison_Knight.com. Harrison_Knight. You can get my music at HarrisonKnight.bandcamp.com. And you can also find my music on SoundCloud.com/HarrisonKnight.
And be sure to check out Hallmark Channel tonight, 8 p.m. The Watsons Go to Birmingham.
Yes.
Find me on Twitter at I am Jessica King. Where can we find you guys?
I'm Megan Thomas. You can always find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Meg Scoop, like scoop of ice cream, because ice cream is yummy.
Find me all over the internet at The Nick Perdue.
Until next time.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Sherrielle Christen, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network. If you have questions or comments, tweet us at BHL Online or email us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. For more exclusive content, visit blackhollywoodlive.com. This has been a presentation of the Black Hollywood Live Network.
Hollywood redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.